Howdy, and welcome to Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Joel, and today is Thursday, December the 30th. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during the series, we'll be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you'll also hear me read my thoughts on the passages aloud from the Advent devotional guide. Our scripture today comes from Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 1 through 20. So, if you want to grab your copy of scripture, we'll begin. In the NIV, it's titled, A Message About Babylon. This is the word the Lord spoke through Jeremiah the prophet concerning Babylon and the land of the Babylonians. Announce and proclaim among the nations. Lift up a banner and proclaim it. Keep nothing back, but say, Babylon will be captured. Bel will be put to shame. Marduk filled with terror. Her images will be put to shame, her idols filled with terror. A nation from the north will attack her and lay waste to her land. No one will live in it. Both people and animals will flee away. In those days, at that time, declares the Lord, the people of Israel and the people of Judah together will go in tears to seek the Lord their God. They will ask the way to Zion and turn their faces towards it. They will come and bind themselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that will not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and caused them to roam on the mountains. They wandered over mountain and hill and forgot their own resting place. Whoever found them devoured them. Their enemies said, "We are not guilty, for they sinned against the Lord, their verdant pasture, the Lord, the hope of their ancestors." Flee out, Babylon, leave the land of the Babylonians and be like the goats that lead the flock. For I will stir up and bring against Babylon an alliance of great nations from the land of the north. They will take up their positions against her, and from the north she will be captured. Their arrows will be like skilled warriors who do not return empty-handed. So Babylonia will be plundered. All who plunder her will have their fill, declares the Lord. Because you rejoice and are glad, you who pillage my inheritance, because you frolic like a heifer threshing grain and neigh like stallions, your mother will be greatly ashamed. She who gave you birth will be disgraced. She will be the least of the nations, a wilderness, a dry land, a desert. Because of the Lord's anger, she will not be inhabited, but will be completely desolate. All who pass by Babylon will be appalled. They will scoff because of all of her wounds. Take up your positions around Babylon, all you who draw the bow. Shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout against her on every side. She surrenders. Her towers fall. Her walls are torn down. Since this is the vengeance of the Lord, take vengeance on her. Do to her as she has done to others. Cut off Babylon from the sower and the reaper with his sickle at harvest. Because of the sword of the oppressor, let everyone return to their own people. Let everyone flee to their own land. Israel is a scattered flock that lions have chased away. The first to devour them was the king of Assyria. The last to crush their bones was Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land as I punished the king of Assyria. But I will bring Israel back to their own pasture. They will graze on Carmel and Bashan. Their appetite will be satisfied on the hills of Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, at that time, declares the Lord, search will be made for Israel's guilt, and there will be none, and for the sins of Judah, but none will be found, for I will forgive the remnant I spare. Jeremiah tells us in chapter 50 how the people of Babylon will come to ruin. This will ultimately happen, Jeremiah writes, because of all Babylon has done to the Lord's chosen people. This chapter also gives us a glimpse into how God's people will turn back to the Lord. Judah appears to be responding with an appropriate level of emotion, but we'll have to continue reading to discern whether or not they were true in their repentance. I can recall times in my own life where I did not turn to God in genuine repentance. I worshiped and repented with my lips, but in my heart I continued to sin. Look with me again at the text. How beautiful a picture do verses 4 and 5 paint. In those days, at that time, declares the Lord, the people of Israel and the people of Judah will go in tears to seek the Lord their God. They will ask the way to Zion and turn their faces towards it. They will come and bind themselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that will not be forgotten. When dealing with the sin in our lives, how often do we honestly turn our faces to God and bind ourselves to Him? I can admit that I do not do this often enough. Instead, I usually attempt to overcome any shortcomings I have in my own strength. Maybe if I pray hard enough, or fast enough, or read the Bible. Unfortunately, all of these things are devoid of power without the Holy Spirit. Judah finds itself in a similar place in this passage. They're not able to save themselves from the hands of the Babylonians on their own. They are vulnerable, like sheep wandering around and open to attack. But to their surprise, they are released from captivity. This makes the importance of binding themselves to the Lord paramount. Do we realize that we, too, are unable to save ourselves? The book of Hebrews talks about a new covenant that we may bind ourselves to, one in which God claims us as His own. Through Jesus, this new covenant can be ours. Whereas the priests in Judah were not faithful to lead correctly, we trust in Jesus, who is our high priest and in whom our hope will never be put to shame. Amen.